I heard about a man who was 83 years old, who lived out on his farm, had an apple orchard, and had a pretty good-sized lake right next to the orchard. And he would go down every morning with a bucket to pick up some apples. He walked down that morning, had several signs over his lake, no swimming, but there they were. Several good-looking women swimming in their birthday suits in his lake. So he walked down, and they said, "Don't you stay down here. We're not getting out of this lake as long as you are down here." He said, "Oh, I didn't come to see you." And he reached down in his bucket, walked up to the edge of the lake, and said, "I just came to feed my alligators." And out of the lake they came. Now, men, I told that because I just want to remind the ladies that we old men can still think fast on our feet. So happy Father's Day, guys. Now, I've attended many Father's Day services that did very little to me except to make me feel guilty that I was not a good father. Have you ever listened to sermons like that? Well, I've titled this message, A Father's Day Message for the Aged. And as I look around, that pretty well fits most of us guys. But I've also titled it, For the Ages. That is, it fits all times, not just this time. Now, most of us men will probably not start a new baby and become a new father to an infant. And aren't you wives glad for that? But be careful, women. Miracles still do happen. Now, men, although we will not be new fathers, we can still make a difference as old men, as fathers and grandfathers. I want to tell you about Eddie, who was Al Capone's top gangster during the rip-roaring Prohibition days. His man, Eddie, had been given fancy provisions, top positions, unmatched power, and envied prestige. But Eddie wanted to clear his name so his little son could be proud of it. So Eddie decided to go to the feds and rat about Al Capone's various and secret operations. But did taking that risk really make a difference for his son at all? Well, we're going to get to that a bit later. On this Father's Day, for our time and for all times, men, there's a biblical message for us from 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 13 and 14. Listen to it, guys. Be on the alert. Stand firm in the faith. Act like men. Be strong. Let all that you do be done with love. Did you catch the last part? Do everything in love. Now, guys and gals, eavesdrop. You can eavesdrop now. In the midst of all that's happening around us, it's easy. It's easy to make some bad trade-offs, especially trading off some of the values us guys had when we were little boys growing up. I heard about a young tank driver in the Israeli-Arab War way back in the 40s who said to his sergeant, "Sergeant, I need a three-day pass badly. My fiance has sent me a Dear John letter, and I need to get her back." And the sergeant said, "Young man, we are in a war. There are no three-day passes. please, Sergeant, I'll do anything. Well, just to get him off of his back, the sergeant said, okay, if you capture an enemy tank and have it at the flagpole tomorrow morning, I'll give you a 3-day pass. Sure enough, at sunrise, there was a captured enemy tank at the flagpole. About 2 months later, that same tank driver said, Sergeant, I must have another 3-day pass. My fiance is pregnant, and I've got to go to Tel Aviv and marry her. Well, the sergeant said, well, okay, have another tank at the flagpole tomorrow morning, and you have the pass. And the next morning, there was another tank. Well, months passed, and the sergeant said one day to the young tank driver, you know, our outfit has captured only 2 enemy tanks during this war, and you got both of them single-handedly. Now, you tell me how you did that, and I'll give you a good promotion. And this young soldier said, well, Sergeant, that was the easiest thing I have ever done since I've been in this army. I just went to the motor pool, and I got one of our tanks about 1 a.m. in the morning, and I drove it down to the front line. And when an enemy tank approached me and turned its guns on me, I opened the hatch and I put my white shirt, waved it. And when the enemy driver popped out of his tank, I said to him, good morning, chap. Say, do you know how you can also get a 3-day pass? Now, men, we are on the front lines in a cosmic, cultural, spiritual warfare about values, what's accepted and what's not accepted. And there are no 3-day passes for us. We all know, don't we? We all know how different life is today than when we were kids growing up. And haven't we all heard it said, you can't take it with you? But that is partially wrong, because all of us can take our good deeds with us. We can all take our love with us. We can all take our family, our mates, our children, our grandchildren, and our friends with us to heaven. But we won't do that if we trade away our values that we grew up with, if we trade those away for the immoralities that are around us. So instead of trading away our values, let's include today's biblical text with this commitment. Got it, men? Here it is. I am going to be on the alert. I will stay in the faith. I will act like God's man. I will be strong. I'll do everything I do and everything I say with love. Everything. Okay, guys. Here's some battle plans to keep that commitment. Here it comes. Number one, pay attention to our kids' mother and to our kids' grandmother, because those kids and grandkids have been fed a lot of nasty, poisonous garbage about how to treat a woman. So let's feed them He-Man's recipe for uncommon love. For instance, let's build up, not tear down, their mother or grandmother. After all, that's our wife. Also, let's not blow up when she blows it. Let's get over it. Also, let's be kind and not rude to her. Also, let's not be touchy, but let's tenderly touch her every day. Wouldn't you gals like a daily touch of tenderness? Also, let's not keep a record of mistakes she makes and then bring them up to her. Not even once. Let it go. Also, when we make mistakes, let's admit it and change. Also, guys, let's use those three powerful words many times. Here they are. Number one, I am sorry. Number two, please forgive me. Number three, I forgive you. Number four, I love you. Number five, let's make out. Oh, I mean, let's eat out. Let's eat out. I heard about an 82-year-old man who said to his 81-year-old wife, "Honey, let's go upstairs and make out." She turned to him and said, "Dearie, at my age and my arthritis, I can't do both of those." Make up your mind, go upstairs or make out. Not only pay attention to our family life, but also to our public life. Let's face it, guys. How do we come across to others who know we are Christians? How do we drive? What do we watch on the internet? How do we act and react, especially when we want to give somebody the middle finger? Don't give the middle finger, give them the whole hand in a wave. In short, act like we are sons of our Heavenly Father. When I was about 12 years old, I went to the Ben Franklin 5 and 10 cent store. Remember those stores that were 5 and 10 cents? When you could really buy things for a nickel and a dime? And I wanted to give my dad something, and I noticed kind of a picture that caught my attention. It was a picture of a big dog and a little dog that looked just exactly like the big dog. And the little dog was looking up at the big dog, and the little dog said this to the big dog, quote, "When folks tell me that I'm like you, Dad, I almost burst with pride. For ever since I was a little pup, standing by your side, I've liked the things you say and do, and I'd just love to be known as a chip off such a block as you." End of quote. I bought that for my dad, and my dad died 3 years later of the same heart disease I have. But I noticed something. My dad had put that picture and that little poem inside of a glass frame. He was so proud of that. Man, don't you think our Heavenly Father would be proud of us if he saw that we were really trying to be a chip off of his block, to think the way he thinks, to act and react the way he does it? And did you know that Ephesians chapter 5 verse 1 challenges us to do exactly that? When it says this, "Be imitators of God as beloved children." And we can do that because he has put his own spirit, his own DNA inside of each of us. Okay, let me tell you the rest of the story about Eddie, Al Capone's top gangster. Eddie never got to see how his little son kept his last name with pride because Al Capone had his hitmen to use two shotguns to blow off Eddie's head. However, Eddie's little son grew up, got appointed to Annapolis, was commissioned as a World War II fighter plane, and received the Congressional Medal of Honor for shooting down five bombers one night and saving hundreds of lives on the aircraft carrier Lexington. Oh, by the way, the last name of that gangster that stayed with his son was O'Hare. So the next time you use O'Hare Airport in Chicago, where I was a senior controller in the control tower, the next time you use O'Hare Airport, remember that your kids and grandkids will take your name with them as they touch down on the runway of heaven. Oh, I know what some of you men may be thinking. I've blown it as a good father. I don't need to be reminded of that. But listen carefully, men. We all blow it. We all blow it. Don't we? But listen. 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 All of us. Hang on to this. God's grace is greater than our disgrace. God's mercy is mightier than our messes. And God's forgiveness is more fantastic than our failures. For all of us, would you like to know how your Father in heaven thinks of you? Here it is from Isaiah 43, verse 4. Listen to it, quote, "You are precious and honored in my sight because I love you." Signed, God your Father. Would you say that with me? I am precious. Let me say it again. I am precious and honored in God's sight because he loves me. Let's say that. I am precious and honored in God's sight because he loves me. You want to know the value he has placed on you? Here it is from Lamentations chapter 4, verse 2. "My sons are worth their weight in gold." Now, guys, if you are concerned that you're too overweight, just remember God says you are worth your weight in gold. Signed, God your Father. And want to know God's best keep secrets about you? Here it is from Isaiah 43, verse 25. Quote, "I am the one who," catch it very carefully, "I am the one who wipes out your transgressions and I will remember them no more." Did you catch that? God has a forgetfulness. He has promised he will never remember a sin you've done that he has forgiven. And God said that 8 different times in the Bible. Folks, here's the gist of it all. Our Heavenly Father does all things for us out of his love. So why not do all things for him out of our love? Why not just let this day also be his Father's Day? Because he deserves it. Why don't we all sing that little prayer to our Heavenly Father to help us make this day his Father's Day? That song that's really a prayer. Have Have your own way, Lord. Have your own way. You are the potter. I am the clay. Mold me and make me after your way, after your will, while I am waiting, yielded and still. Hold o'er my being absolute sway. Fill me with your spirit till all shall see Christ only, Christ always living in me. Yep, to be his child, growing up to be more like him, that makes every day the Father's Day.